Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen to Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Here comes the 1-2. On the way. Swing and a miss, and the Cubs win the ball game. Win number 92. Cubs sweep the Cardinals, and now it'll be one day of rest and preparation as we get ready for playoff baseball.
Yeah, man, that sounds so good, especially coming out of the mouth of the Hall of Famer Pat Hughes, right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Rahimi Harris and Grody, and we are absolutely getting prepared for tomorrow. Cubs and Padres, 1:30 pregame right here on The Score. 2:08 will be the first pitch to be thrown by, we are not sure yet, but we are the only local broadcast. And they did it, Marshall. Cubs made it to 90 wins. As a matter of fact, they got to 92 wins. I will admit, one of my many poor predictions about the Cubs this year was once they didn't get Alex Bregman, I said, I have a hard time getting this team to 90 wins. And they got to 90 wins because things happened this year that we didn't anticipate. And that's part of things that front offices do have to anticipate, that guys will play out of their minds like PCA this year, at least for half the season. But extraordinary things happen. You got out of Matthew Boyd some things that you probably didn't necessarily. Cade Horton is an example of a guy who overachieved, or at least something you didn't expect to have happen for the Cubs this year. So for many reasons, they got to 92 wins. Did you pick the Cubs to get the 90 wins this year? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I thought the Cubs would get to the playoffs easy.
Yeah, but 90 wins and specifically.
I don't think I ever made a prediction one way or the other on the 90 wins. But I think I said it in relation to Craig Counsell calling for a 90-win team in order to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I just remember we had a lot of discussions. Like, 90 was the big deal because Craig set that precedent, and he is now proved right.
Do you think, because you just mentioned him, do you think Cade Horton pitches again this season?
Man. Wow. So do you're asking me to predict?
You're talking about predictions.
It's so No, it's great. I love that you just put me on the spot. I don't think Cade Horton will pitch this year for the Cubs because he's going to be hurting.
The way that you just changed your whole tone to make that prediction is hilarious.
Do you think he'll pitch this year? What was hilarious about my tone? Break it down.
Because you talked into the mic like this.
Well, I did. I just don't know if I was ready to say that I don't think Cade Horton will pitch this year again.
When's the earliest he can come back?
Game 5 of the National League Division Series.
So they'd have to get to... So that goes into the predicting. Do you think the Cubs will even make it to that point?
Exactly.
And I've got cover because maybe I'm saying it because I just don't think Cade Horton's going to be healthy.
Well, I'm saying I think the Cubs are going to win this series. They might win it in 2 games.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, who you got starting, buddy boy?
Well, I want Matthew Boyd to start, but apparently there's word out there that perhaps an opener could be involved?
Yeah, I mean, I heard Bruce Levine on this morning spitting stuff out like that.
Wow.
Yeah, he was throwing it out there. Daniel Palencia's name came up, going up against, you know, the Fernando Tatises and the Manny Machados of the world. Can you imagine that badass? Like, to have the game start with that sort of animation?
We're not there yet.
The Daniel Palencia
We're
show?
We're not there yet.
Lights, camera, action, my man.
I do not like that at all. He's too errant. Why was he having trouble last time you saw him having trouble? Because he was throwing 100 where people could hit it. And the guys at the top of that order can hit 100, and they can hit it right out of the ballpark.
They were making solid contact against him the other day.
Yes.
And Pete Alonso comes up and cracks it into center field like it's nothing.
Mark Grody, listen to me very carefully.
That's my name.
If they go with an opener, that's cool. Don't go with a guy who can quickly put you in a 2-0 hole.
Okay, well, let's do that. If you had to start knowing the Padres lineup, who would you want it? Who do you, sir, trust if they go the opener route, which is a real option here?
I think I probably got to lean with what Bruce was talking about with Kittredge,
the
veteran righty,
Andrew
going
Kittredge.
Up against the likes of Tatis, and of course Machado and Arraez in between.
Oh, man,
I like to get through those three and have your starting pitcher or your bolt guy, since he's not going to be starting, unscathed. I'm okay with that, but I'd rather just throw Matthew Boyd out there and let him go to work.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply, app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm with you. So wait, we kind of align. So you don't need an opener.
You have Matthew Boyd as the game one starter.
I do have Matthew Boyd as the game one starter.
Not Shota Imanaga. Where do you have Shota Imanaga in your wild card rotation?
Oh, wow, that's tough, man. Look, the couple things here. The Padres do have issues against lefties, and I know that we're talking about those righties to begin the game.
At the top of the order.
They do not do well against lefties. And I understand everything that you're saying about Shota Imanaga. His last game was an absolute nightmare because it wasn't just the solo home runs. He gave up a three-run bomb in that game. But I'm just fine. Just real quick on Shota Imanaga.
Oh,
His last start against the Mets, as you said, was a disaster. 5 2/3, 8 runs on 9 hits, 2 home runs. One of those was a 3-run blast. But let me just go through. I'm just looking at the good old-fashioned game log here. The performance previous to that, 5 innings, allowed 4 earned runs. The game against Tampa Bay before that, 5 innings, 3 earned runs. At Atlanta, 3 earned runs, 6 innings. Home against Atlanta, 3 earned runs, 6 innings. The game at San Francisco on 8/28, 7 innings, 3 runs earned. And just firing through the rest of the earned runs of that month, 2-1, 3-1. In other words, he's given up home runs, but they're not damaging him. The last two, a little wobbly, but for the most part, he has kept the run total under control.
So you would pitch him in game 2?
I'm thinking about it. I think I honestly might do lefty-righty-lefty. I might honestly go with, God, it gets tough.
You saying Colin Ray?
No. Jameson Taillon.
But Jameson Taillon pitched what day last?
He started on Saturday.
So that would be
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that would be 4 days.
That would 3 days rest.
Oh, you have put
that's a little problem in my game. Just listen to me. Come on.
All right. Okay. Say what you got to say.
All right.
Say what you got to say.
It's Boyd.
I give you a point.
It's Boyd in game 1.
Yes, you and I are on the same page.
It's Colin Ray in game
two.
Wow,
you have come around on Colin K.
And then it's Jameson Taillon to take you home in game three if necessary.
Yeah, Colin Ray pitched Friday, you're right, against St. Louis. Ray went 5 2/3 shutout in that game, and the game previous, he had 11 strikeouts against the Reds. How do you know if you got a hot starter? You know what I mean? Like, is Colin Ray that guy that you did not expect? I mean, he's their fifth starter. Like, it's a dangerous it's a dangerous game you're playing, Mr. Harris.
Okay, so here's the thing with Colin Ray. I understand everything that you're saying, especially because, you know, 11 strikeouts two starts ago. But I'll tell you this, he was only one off his previous season high with 7 strikeouts his last time out. He seems to be very effective right now, so that's why I'm leaning into Colin Ray. And remember, this is postseason baseball. Guys will get yanked quicker than they've been yanked all season
that
long.
That is true.
He may only go 4 2/3, and Craig's like, I got enough out of you. I got this guy, and this guy to finish us off.
Well, right, which is how you can, you know, explain away putting Shota in. Shota gives
except
up.
Except for Shota's already given up the 2 or 3 home runs, and then, yeah.
But by the fourth inning.
Exactly.
But I just went through the earned runs. Let's not ignore that. The home runs have been more innocuous than maybe you gave them credit for. But we do have to take a break. We'll get more into this on 5 on It, because 5 on It, our favorite topics of the day, are coming up next on the Raheemy, Harris, and Grody Show. Layla is off today. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.